Philo Farnsworth's story is one of the most inspiring examples of how imagination can turn ordinary life into extraordinary innovation. Unlike many inventors who grow up surrounded by laboratories, elite universities, or industrial wealth, Farnsworth was a farm boy. His world was not filled with cutting-edge electronics. It was filled with chores, fields, and hard work. Yet it was precisely that simple environment that helped to spark one of the most important technological breakthroughs of the 20th century, the invention of electronic television. Farnsworth was born in 1906 and grew up in rural America, where farm life demanded both discipline and creativity. On a farm, you learn quickly that if something breaks, you fix it. If you need a solution, you improvise. That kind of hands-on problem-solving shaped Farnsworth's mind. He became fascinated with electricity at a young age, drawn to the mystery of invisible forces powering machines and lights. Unlike many people who accept technology as magic, Farnsworth wanted to understand how it worked, and more importantly, how it might work differently. The breakthrough moment in his story came from something strikingly ordinary: plowed rows of soil. As he looked across a freshly plowed field, he noticed the neat lines running parallel into the distance. Those rows were not random. They were structured, predictable, and sequential. And to Farnsworth's mind, they provided more than a farming pattern. They offered a way of thinking. He imagined that an image could be captured and transmitted the same way a field is plowed, one line at a time, systematically scanning across the surface. This idea would become the foundation of the electronic television system. Breaking a visual scene into lines and converting it into signals that could be reconstructed on a screen. What makes Farnsworth's inspiration so powerful is that it shows innovation is often a matter of seeing familiar things differently. Many people looked at plowed rows and saw only agriculture. Farnsworth saw a conceptual model for solving a technical challenge that the world's engineers were struggling with: how to transmit moving pictures electronically. At the time, television experiments were often mechanical, using spinning discs and rotating parts that were fragile and limited. Farnsworth's vision was different. He believed television could be fully electronic, faster, cleaner, and far more scalable. That belief led to years of work, experimentation, and persistence. Farnsworth developed what is known as the image dissector, a camera tube that could convert images into electronic signals. This invention helped demonstrate that electronic television wasn't just possible, it was practical. But like many great innovators, Farnsworth faced powerful opposition. Major corporations wanted control over the emerging technology, and legal battles followed. Yet his contribution remained foundational. Even if others later dominated the business side of television, Farnsworth's early insight shaped the technological direction the industry ultimately followed. His story offers a deeper lesson. Great breakthroughs do not always come from privileged environments. They often come from minds that are curious, observant, and willing to connect ideas across different worlds. Farnsworth didn't need a high-tech lab to discover his vision. He needed attention, imagination, and the courage to take an unusual thought seriously. In the end, Philo Farnsworth's invention reminds us that opportunity can hide in the simplest places. A plowed field became a blueprint for a revolutionary device. And a farm boy, inspired by the lines in the dirt, helped change how humanity communicates, learns, and sees the world.